We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, new Mishnah. Zeh Bava Chavita Shel Yayin, the guys come with a barrel of wine. Zeh Bava Kadosh Shel Dvash, come with a jug of honey. Honey is more expensive than wine. Nistika Chavosh Shel Dvash, the Chavosh Shel Dvash got a crack. And this guy, he's a big tzaddik, he spills out his wine, shavach zeh as yein, he hits us at vash, and he saved the honey into his own chavis. What's the halacha? Ein loy ela scharoi. He only gets scharoi, which means he gets how much it costs to rent the kli, and how much it costs for his work that he got that he picked up the dvash. But he's not getting paid for his wine at all. He's not getting paid for that. Then Omar, but he says, atzel shulcha, I'll save yours, but at least leave the meishli. You have to pay me for my wine. The chayalit lo. He makes up with the guy, then he does have to pay for it. Ah, I'm sure the oilman is asking. L'chari, remember from yesterday's daf, Kufidal on Beis, it says Rav Shmuel Benoish Merichin Breaker says Tanai Bezdin Hu that this guy shoyvich yenoi umatzos devshana and he collects the wine from the dvash. I have his question. The oilman should ask the question right away. Jump on me right away. It's a brayso before. So there's a toisvis on daf. Some Pe'alfon Beis who asked this kasha on the Pe'alfon Beis. And first he says, maybe they argue, maybe it's a machloikis. He says, Mitzina Lame, the Hodder of Shmo, Benoish Yachim Breaker, Polig, Kadmir Mesamach, Bechidol Ekomar, Chemash with the Sefta. But he doesn't like the Pshat. In Nira. And it comes out, the Pshat is like this, very important Pshat. That it depends. The case of Rav Shmuel ben Yochanan Breker is that the Baal HaDvash goes over to his Yayin and spills it out. That's a Tanai Bezdin. He's allowed to be matzel his mama, but mama shachaveiroi. I can spill out your wine and take and save my dvash. So if I did that, of course I have to pay for the wine. Mashenkin here, it was the Baal of wine himself, who was a big tzaddik. The Kohen Yeshua, that's a reminder of the Kohen Yeshua, that I'm allowed to go to your wine and spill it out.
Right, I mean, if you did, you have to pay him.
You have to pay him still, but I want my wine. My wine, I work so hard on that wine. I don't want my money. That's the Kohen Yeshua. I'm letting steal someone's money and then pay him back. And I'll do that. It's a murder to get chiddush, that the Kohen Yeshua. So, but here the case was he did it himself. So you're a big tzaddik, he did it himself. You don't get paid for that unless you made up. You should have made up with the guy that I'm going to do it for you, but you're paying for me for it. That's the chilek between the two cases. Right in the Mishnah, shotav nacho chamoroi v'chamor chaveroi v'chamor chaveroi. There's a big like a storm surge that's coming, and it's your chamor and your chamor chaveroi are going down in the water. So shaloi yafam money, yours worth 100. V'shalchaver masayim worth 200. V'niach zeh shaloi. So this guy left his and helped to save yours. V'hitzal shalchaveroi. Ein loy elos chari. Only gets paid like a worker. V'omar loy ani atzal shaloch v'atanayis and liyash shali. But if he makes up before, he says, "No, I'll help you out, but you're going to have to pay for mine." Chayiv litlay. Then he's chayiv to pay for it. That's the halacha. Zok the gemara vaytas. That's the mishnah. Mishnah is two cases of mishnah. Now afraid the gemara kasha v'amay. In the case where you have the Yain and the Dvash. L'chayra, why in the world do I have to, L'chayra, I should be able to keep the Dvash. L'chayra, it's Hefker. We're saying over here, all you get paid is like a worker. Let him say, I'm being Zeicha from Hefker. Your thing is going down the drain, it's getting lost in front of our faces, and L'chayra, it's like L'ibud, and therefore it's Hefker. I'll bring you a Raya, it's a thing called Hefker. Milay Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Reisha, Yatong, Kadi Yain, Kadi Shemen. There's someone who was carrying jugs of wine and jugs of Shemen. V'rol Shem, Mishtabaras, he sees it's about to break. He has a great idea. He's going to make this Truma, and once it's Truma Maisa, okay, it's the coin's loss. You're not allowed to say this is truma maisa on the peiros that's in your house. Then Omar, and if he says this, loy Omar klum, it's nothing. It doesn't work. Why not? Because the Rashi says alma kivin de leibud ozel less buzchiv afkeri. It's not yours anymore. You can't make it a truma maisa. It's not yours anymore because it's going lehefker. So the kasha over here is that in our mishnah, why does it in leil schara? You should be able to keep the dvash. Why should you be able to keep the dvash? Because in such a case, lechayra it's hefker. The case is that it has a netting around the barrel, has a netting around it, and therefore it's dripping out very little, and it's not ibud gomor, and therefore it's not hefker. He said this to someone else. Hakanam, you ever say the same thing? Sheikel beisabad karach leah had a netting around the chavis. So now we're going back to the lashon of the brayso. It says omar loy omar klum. But if he said in the case of the brisa of truma there was going to ibud mamish. So there, if you say it's truma ma'isa lo yomak klum, afraid the gemara by tanya went to the brisa misha bava derech umoyes biyadoi. Someone was on the road and he has money. The anis connected. He sees a guy coming towards him. This guy's going to grab his money. So lo yomar, he's now going to say harei peiros sheyeshli b'sech beisa mechul amoyes lalo. He says the peiros I have in my house, my ma'isa shiny stuff I have in my house, those peiros I want it to be chul on this money. You're not allowed to say this. Because what you're doing is basically making this Mois Mayashen li'ibud. You're not allowed to do that to come purpose. If Omar, if you did it, Dvar Kayam. We just finished saying, something is Hoyach li'ibud is like Hefker and it doesn't work. We just said it doesn't work. So why in here, in this case, does it work? It's a steer to the case of the Tumah Mayas that's breaking.
Li'ibud.
Why not libud? Because the an is not libud. Very good. How come I ask you? Because yochel atzel. The answer is it's not mamash libud here because you could save it. You could start running from the anis. You start running away. See, if yochel atzel lechatchila, my law is that if the case is not libud, then do it lechatchila. So if yochel atzel lechatchila, my law yema. And for the gemara, if yochel atzel deyadchak, it's not easy. You get away, but it's not easy. So here, it's not. It works because not mamash libud, not mamash hafker. But on the other hand, it's not right to heck this do such a thing. To Maisa Shani money, do such a thing, because the Maisa might get taken away. For the Gemara, so it comes up in this Gemara, that any time it's a little bit of a hefsid, so then it works. It's chal, and but you still can't do it l'chatchila. For chalecha de'ikav seyd l'chatchila, yayma v'atanyu into the Braisa, harei shoylo esa chavius shel tevel. Someone has 10 chavius of tevel, tamei. So if you have tevel tamei, you still have to take off chuma Maisa in it, but there's very little use for it, for the Kayin. Let's say we'll talk about Yayin and Shemen. You have Yayin and Shemen Tomei, you have to take off Meiser, but it's very little use for it. What can you do with wine that's Tomei? They can use it for Ziluf. They can use it for making a nice aroma in the room. That's the Kayin can use. You have to get the Kayin, he can use it still for something. Shemen, he has much more use for it. What's the main purpose of Shemen? Hadlaka. He still can use it for Hadlaka if it's Tomei. So the halacha is, if you have Chuma and Meiser, if you have Tevel at Tomei, let's say oil, you have to take off to the Kayin, and the Kayin Mamish has the same value because it's mainly for oil anyway, mainly for Hadlaka anyway. For burning. For wine, it's less of a value. So it says in the Brice like this. It says in the Brice like this that so one of them is breaking or got niskalsa. Once there's gilu in it, you worry about nachash, is eres, nachash is poisoned there, it's not usable anymore. You can say this barrel that's breaking or getting niskalsa can be chumas mice and everything. With shemen layasakim, you have to kain. Shemen, you can't do that. Why? Because it's a huge loss. He had full value of shemen, of oil, of hadlaka. Now it's getting spilled out. It's useless. Mashiach and wine, the whole thing had a very little value anyway. Aroma is a much less value, we'll see why later on, than wine. So now when it's getting lost, it's not such a big loss to the kain. So that's the braisa. So what do you see? So you see over here that even lechatchila, you could say chumas maisa on everything else by wine, just not by shemen, even though there is a small loss. So why is it different than yochel hatzah de'ed chak, that you can't do a lechatchila? They're both small losses. So what's the difference? On Rabbi Yirmiyah, here, it's a by the kain case, it's like a double tartil tevusa. First of all, it's anyway zilof. And number two, it wasn't dripping out so much. Ke'ikah be'sagad karachala, be'sabad karachala. Had a netting around it, wasn't being lost so much. So now Gemara analyzes this brisa that says that if it got broken on a skalsa, that you could make it to mismaisa, and by shemen there's a loss. More than analyze what exactly is the loss. Bishlam shenishbara chazia. El in a skalsa, lemay chazia. Bishlam, if it's in a break, so there, the loch is, if you have ekel beis bad, it's worth something because you could use it. But Nisgalsa, Lamai Chaziv, Nisgalsa, there's no use whatsoever. It's completely lost. V'chid Tema, I'll use that wine, Lezilov. V'chid Mechaziv, Lezilov. I still use it, Lezilov. It's dripping out slowly, and it's only Nisgalsa, so it's a big deal. It's Tome anyway. I wasn't drinking anyway, so I use it, Lezilov. V'atanya, Mayim Shinisgalsa, you cannot use even Lezilov. Why not? V'atanya, Mayim Shinisgalu, Harezilo, Yishbechem Shirabim, you shouldn't spill in Shirabim, because the person might step on it with, and he has a cut, so the poison might get into that cut. You shouldn't make tit with it. So most of my come to touch it. You shouldn't get the de-dust the house with it. Don't give it to your behema because you might shech the behema and eat the behema. Rashi learns a little different. I mean, that Rashi learns that's that reason. Tosfos is a little different. Tosfos learns the reason is because it's about hashkus on the behema. Tosfos learns. I in Tosfos. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that lechayr niskalsa is taka useless. It's taka a loss, complete loss. So what does it help ekel beisabad? And for the Gemara, something that's a skalsa and it got eris in it, it is possible to use. You know how? The avalav masanenes. Use a sifter. How you know a sifter works for poison? Kirav nechemya. The Tanya learned in a brisa. Misaneness yeshba mshum gilu. Tanakama holds misaneness mshum gilu. Misaneness basically is like this. You take you have a keli that has two kelim, and in between is a netting. You put the crushed grapes or crushed olives on top, and it drips down into the bottom. So what happens if the top part is open? So nachash get in there, but it won't go through the netting. Maybe that's the shaila. So Tana Kama says misanes yes from shavgilu. There is gilu by misanes. Omrav nechemya emesai bezman shatach toina magula. Avazman shatach toina mechusa. Rechem says, no, that if the bottom one has a net in between, it's not a problem because it's mechusa, and the eres will get stuck on top. It's similar to a sponge, and it stays where it is. Stays where it is. Freit the Gemara, Mesanes doesn't work. Because Mesanes only works when it just sits on top and it goes in slowly. When I pour it with one pour, then what happens is the wine gets mixed with the eris and goes through the sifter. That's only if you didn't mix it. From the thing you're pouring from, you put an adding on it. And therefore, it goes very slow, and the eres will stay on top. The eres will stay on top. So I think we're going to stop over here. We know it's in the middle of a sugya. We'll stop over here because it's a little late, and then we'll come. We'll stop from here tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, from Rav Nechemya.